Chapter 8. Dragon King, Nath's father. The bull dragon's mockery ignited his blood.
And I am the prince,
Nath said, resting Fang on his shoulder.
And I am more dragon than both of you.
Is that so?
The first one said in his mind, lowering his head, coming eye to eye with Nath.
I've never seen a dragon use a sword before.
It opened one of its paws to showcase its claws. Nath could almost fit inside its palm.
Dragons fight with claws. Do you have claws, little dragon prince?
I see claws,
the second bull dragon said.
Aye, they look as vicious as pine needles. Perhaps he plans to tickle us.
It rested its head on the ground.
Is that your plan, little dragon?
There was venom in their thoughts. Hatred. Ancient but not buried. The bull dragons weren't like the others, whose wings and scales had been turned black. No, these dragons were the bad ones. Survivors of the last dragon war. Soldiers for evil.
You sound bitter,
Nath said.
Perhaps you can still taste my father's victory shoved down your throats centuries ago.
Bright orange eyes flashed. Great bellies swelled.
Your father is far from innocent,
the first one said, lashing out with his tail to snap a tree in half.
He's every bit the murderer the rest of us are.
Murderer? That's absurd,
Nath said.
And I'd expect nothing short of lies coming from the tongue of an oversized lizard.
He stepped forward, pointing.
Did my father bust those horns of yours? Why is one eye half shut? And you?
He pointed to the second.
You've got scales missing from your belly and your hide, and half your claws are missing. Did you bite them off from the sheer fear of his presence?
The dragon pair glanced at one another, but no expression changed on their scaled faces. Nath could feel some confusion, however. Such terrifying creatures weren't accustomed to anything challenging them. Lava started to drip from their mouths.
Today you will die, Nath Dragon,
the first said, drawing back a sneer.
Yes, die,
said the second.
Prepare yourself.
No, prepare your...
Claws swiped the ground. Nath leaped high, but caught the full force of a whipping tail. He tumbled through the air and smashed into a tree with bone-jarring force. Thunder came his way, shaking the ground. The first bull dragon pounced at him. He sprang underneath it, rolled onto his back, and swung. Fang clipped its armor-plated belly scales, drawing an angry growl. He scrambled away, sword ready. The second dragon cut into its path. A whoosh of flames erupted from its mouth, lighting up the night. The scorching heat was suffocating. Nath charged, with Fang held high, bursting through the flames, yelling,
Dragon! Dragon!
He chopped claws from its hand. The great beast recoiled back, making an ear-splitting roar. It crashed through the trees in the forest and destroyed everything in its path. Nath's scales were smoking, his face and hair singed. But he lived. He was the Dragon Prince. A shadow fell over his shoulder. He twisted around. The first dragon pinned his body to the ground underneath its clawed foot. Nath lost his breath. It started grinding him into the ground.
It seems the cat has caught the mouse,
it said. His sword arm was free, but his feeble strikes were useless.
Scratch me all you can,
it said, licking its lips.
You'll be dead in seconds.
Golden lava dripped through the cracks in its teeth.
And I thought the Dragon King's son would be a challenge. It seems he didn't have you prepared.
Nath struggled and strained. His efforts were in vain. He didn't have the size or the leverage. His grip began to slip from his sword. The bull dragon pushed him deeper into the dirt.
Die, Dragon Prince. Die.
Lava dripped into Fang's blade and sizzled on the metal.
Help me, Fang. Help me.
With tremendous effort, he took one last swing. nicking Fang's tip between the dragon's steel-hard scales. The great blade hummed with life. The steel flared like a star. The sound grew louder and louder. The first dragon lurched.
What?
Nat pointed Fang right at it.
Stop that.
It growled.
Stop that.
The sound grew and lashed out. The vibration caught the first dragon's outspread wings and sent it sailing into the forest. Nath crawled out of the dirt. Fang poured it on. Leaves and pine needles scattered. Rocks flew through the air. Trees bent, cracked, and shivered. All the while, the mystical sound pounded into the second dragon. Its roars could not be heard. Even its thrashing was muted. The blade winked out. The sound was over. The first dragon rolled through the toppled timbers, blinking and dazed.
Thank you, Fang.
Nath caught his breath.
Now finish it.
He had just started his charge when his senses exploded. He jerked around. The second dragon's tail separated Nath's paw from his sword. He went careening into the forest with stars exploding inside his head. Swordless, he rose to his feet and gaped at his empty dragon paws. Fang was nowhere to be seen. He rubbed his aching chest, swearing he could hear his bones rattle. Nearby, the dragons rummaged the forest, searching for the spot where the dragon's tail had flung him.
What do I do now?
He felt something in his tunic. A vial from the dwarven chest remained sealed and unbroken.
Thank the dwarfs and their iron glass.
He drank the entirety of the sparkling blue contents and tossed the vial aside.
I hope this works.
Both dragons appeared with angry looks on their monstrous faces.
Fast!
Where is your toothpick, little dragon?
The second one said, waving at him its paw whose claws were missing.
I want to skewer and roast you on it.
A tail lashed out in a downward arc. Nath jumped aside and scurried deeper into the woods. The dragons bounded after him, crushing everything in their path. They were big, but also fast. Their monstrous strides caught up with Nath in seconds and hemmed him in. Their tails struck like cedars, smiting everything around him. The ground shook. Nath jumped, dove, dodged. Their tails beat the ground like striking snakes and cut him off wherever he jumped or dived. It was two cats toying with a mouse, and he had nothing to defend himself. He cleared one tail and got hammered by another. Its strike was planned, well-timed. It flattened him on the ground. A massive paw pushed his body into the dirt.
Time is up, Dragon Prince,
the first one said, scooping him up in its claws.
Now we feast on your bones.
Its tongue licked over its lips, and lava dripped from its jaws.
But I have to share with my brother, so we'll need to split you apart.
Nath squirmed and strained. But the dragon's great strength kept him restrained.
Sultans of Sulfur!
No, brother,
the second dragon said, sitting back on its haunches.
You eat him. I enjoy the sound of crunched bones. Feast, brother. Feast. We don't want this slippery one to get away.
So be it then,
the first dragon said. He held Nath up and gazed in his eyes and shook him vigorously.
I don't like my meals staring at me.
It slammed Nath onto the ground and hammered on him with its fist a few times.
And I don't like my meat too chewy, either. Needs softening up a bit.
It smiled.
Now let the feast begin.
Nat's head rolled along his shoulders. His red hair was matted to his chest, and blood dripped from his nose. His face was swollen. His lips split. He hurt. He ached. But he wasn't done yet.
I don't think you got me soft enough. I don't think you broke a single bone.
He sputtered through his lips.
You ugly, oversized lizard.
Is that so?
It said, eyes narrowing.
We'll see about that.
It opened its mouth wide and stuffed Nath inside.